This is another episode of Beyond Clean, broadcasting from our Academy of Cleaning Excellence studios inside Gym Supply.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Bobby.
All right, so we're doing our first podcast.
Well, hey, folks, you've been with us before, and I'm real happy that Bobby Zegers with Gym Supply is with us today.
No, it's good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah, our first podcast together on the last day of January 2019.
Yeah, yeah. So what is our theme here for this, Dave? What are we going to do?
Well, you know, I think it's what's happening in the world of Gym Supply and the Academy, because there's a lot that goes on in a day for both of us. And, you know, I think the thing is just kind of talk through what do we all do?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Talk about what's going on at the Academy right now.
There is so much going on in the Academy on every day. It's like hard to, you know, I mean, we do a huddle, you know, every day, but you can't really put all of it in. I mean, you only have like what, half a minute?
Yeah. Tell the audience what a huddle is.
A huddle. Well, that's whenever we all get together at Gym Supply, the Academy, and we kind of go over what was our big thing for yesterday. What happened yesterday that's noteworthy? And then the other thing is, well, what are you going to try to do today?
Right. So the sales department gets together at 8:02 a.m., does a huddle every day, going through their good news from the day and their top task of the day. And the Academy joins us, and Dave does his huddle. So give me a huddle for, like, next week. What's the deal for the Academy next week?
Well, for next week, let's see, more podcasting, more videos, more classes. I don't know that we have a specific class other than, well, you know, hey, you know, if you want to go with a huddle, what did we do yesterday? We had three people in here from a warehouse. We set up a custom class for them. You know, Kathy, one of the salespeople from Gym Supply, put it together, and we made a custom class, and they came in and learned about, restrooms, window washing, bacteria control, carpet cleaning. I mean, that's kind of a typical day at the Academy.
That's cool. That's cool. So the tell the audience, do you have more than one Academy classroom? Do you it online? How does it go with you?
Well, we have one classroom here in Orlando. We have actually four throughout Central Florida, you know, at Gym Supply. So you've got one at Kissimmee, you've got one at Lakeland, you've got one in Tampa. And then we have two regional campuses, you know, one in Atlanta, Georgia, if you're from around the world and don't know where Atlanta is. And then we have one in Modesto, California, and those are our regional campuses. And then, gosh, if you really want to go into all that we do, you can go into the e-learning campuses and all of those, and then we do virtual and virtual hands-on classes.
That's cool.
It keeps me busy.
That's cool. Here at Gym, tomorrow is first Friday of the month, so that means we do a lunch and learn. And the sponsor of this first Friday is the Academy doing the Rockstar program. So tell us about the Rockstar.
Rockstar. Something absolutely, totally unique. Because, you know, as long as we've both been in the industry, almost all of the education, all of the communication that you ever get is about how to do something. Well, you know what I'm talking about. How to mop a floor, how to clean a window. Are you tired of it?
Well, yeah, I find that stuff fun to talk about, but I guess somebody could be tired about it.
Right. I mean, people get tired of that same thing. And so what we did last year is a gentleman by the name of Mike Ward wrote a book, Who Swings Your Mop? Now, I really had a problem with his word mop, because I don't like mops. But we got over that and got to the meat of his material, and it's all about human resources. It's about people. And I think that when you realize that a cleaning operation is 95% labor, that means that the success or failure of anything Gym Supply sells is in the hands of the people. And if we don't motivate those people, if we don't inspire them, if we don't engage them, I just told you what the Rockstar does.
Yeah, so the Rockstar is a motivational employee engagement type thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's empowering that frontline worker that doesn't get acknowledged for what they're doing, because everybody's doing a job. They're working hard at it. And so what the Rockstar does is, you know, those people that don't just come to work to make a paycheck, you know, what are the quality traits of those people? You know, we know what they are, or we think we do, until you itemize it out. And that's what the Rockstar and Mike Ward's book does. It itemizes those things.
Did you see where the guy from the Rams, Brandon Cooks, gave Super Bowl tickets to the custodian?
Well, I didn't know it was from the Rams. I just saw that somebody gave a custodian, you know, tickets.
Yeah, he gave him, he's there, this gentleman, Garcia, Alfonso Garcia. He got two Super Bowl tickets and all expense paid trip, and done by Mr. Cooks, the wide receiver at the LA Rams. Again, he must be his rock star. So this guy's gotten the message at the Rams, at least.
Well, and I think that's one of the things, if as you bring that up, Bobby, what we're going to do during this year is we're putting together a nomination program for rock star custodians from around the country. So like Dave Swindle over at A2D in Modesto, California, who's already started this with a couple of schools. We're going to have it where the school building can nominate their rock star custodian for their building. Then the district can nominate their rock star for the district. And then we're going to go to a national rock star program where anybody that's listened to the broadcast today would be able to join in and nominate their rock star for the nation.
You do that at rockstarcustodian.com?
Yep, rockstarcustodian.com.
There you go. There you go. That's our big deal for the end of the week, and then we start off next month, and we had our launch party last Saturday, and what we do is recognize people from 2018 and then give out, you know, awards for that, and then launch off for 2019. And we had a couple salespeople who did really well and got recognized, and quite a few of our own rock star, we call them rock star support people, that got recognized. And big announcement at that party was that we have a new president of the company at GEM. And
yeah, I think that caught a few people off guard. I got to tell you, whenever Dutch started going through this list of things, it took me a little while before I kind of figured out. And truthfully, I really didn't know he was talking about Paul.
Yeah, well, I had it figured out once I heard the Citadel.
Yeah. So. Well, you're a little closer to the situation, too.
Yeah. But anyways, very excited for Paul to take the reins. And
now we should tell everybody who Paul is.
Paul Owens, Jr. So Paul's Dutch's son, and been here for quite a while. And
quite a while. Now, wait a minute. I was cleaning some of the floors in here, and Dutch came in here and told me that when Paul was in diapers, it was helping him actually put the tiles down the floor. So I'd say he's been here most of his life.
Yeah, that's quite a while.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, excited for Paul. And excited for Dutch, because he's created a different role for himself, and it's a fantastic role, and I'll have a good time doing it.
Now make sure that we let everybody know that this is third generation, because Dutch's dad actually started, because he brought in a floor machine. I got it sitting right over here at the academy. Because Dutch was real proud of that floor machine. He said, that's the floor machine that I rode on when I was a kid.
Yeah, his dad owned a cleaning business here in town, and Dutch started GEM. So yeah, that's how that...
Third generation going to go strong.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. So we have a big announcement coming February 14th. It's a big announcement from GEM, another big announcement. You'll see emails going out. You'll see social media stuff on it. But February 14th is our big announcement. And so listen to the podcast, and you'll be the first to hear the new big announcement on February 14th.
So I don't even know what that is, so I guess I'll have to listen to my own podcast.
There you go. You'll have to be here.
I'll have to be here on February 14th to know what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
So that's all I got, Dave.
That's all you've got?
That's all I got.
Is that really all of it?
That's all I got today.
That's all you got today?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is I wanted to let everybody know that the Rockstar program that you were talking about is going to be all over the country this year. We're going to start with... a session over in Baton Rouge with the National Plant Managers Association, School Plant Managers Association. Then we're going to be up in Baltimore with it. We're going to be here in Orlando with FSPMA,
FLAPA.
FLAPA, you know. And then we'll be over in Arizona with Triple S. And then we'll be in Texas for 3 days. Three freaking days right in a row. Rockstar program every day.
That's exciting. That's cool.
Well, I guess that ends it for one of our podcasts, the first one. Everybody should join in and listen. Well, you're listening now, so keep listening. You can also watch our videos that we have on YouTube. And we've got the rockstarcustodian.com. We've got the academyofcleaning.com, gymsupply.net, not .com, but .net. Catch up with us anywhere. I guess till next time.
All right. Good to talk to you, Dave.